Hello, book lovers. It is terrific to be back with more great reads. Now, I work hard to bring you incredible new Australian novels. I don't bring in every novel I read, just the most entertaining. And so believe me when I say that today's book club, well, it's unputdownable. I'm going to start also with just a tiny content warning for mentions of violence. If you don't feel like that in your day right now, tune out for the next minute or two. Vicky Wakefield is an author of fiction for young adults and adults. Her novel, This Is How We Change the Ending, was a Book of the Year in the 2020 CBCA Awards, and Vicky's new novel, the one that I've got for you today, is called To the River. 12 years ago, a fire in a remote town rocked the country, killing 9 people. The caravan murders, as they came to be known, were never solved. The suspect, 17-year-old Sabine Kelly, went on the run and has remained hidden. To the authorities, it was an open and shut case. Sabine and her family were bad news, and it was only a matter of time before something happened. That a group of innocents and a police officer were killed made it a tragedy. Journalist Rachel Wiedemann investigated the case years ago to no avail. Sabine was a ghost and no one was talking. In a world saturated with true crime, she just couldn't make the story work. Now divorced and made redundant from her job, Rachel lives on the river, a long expanse of bush, and perhaps just the perfect place to hide. The first thing that I would say about To the River is that its setting is immaculate. Wakefield has based the long expanse on sections of the Murray in South Australia, and the novel's eponymous river is a site of both beauty and danger. And onto its shores, we find Rachel and Sabine. The novel's narration alternates between the two women as they navigate lives that seem to be held in a sort of limbo. Rachel is struggling to redefine herself, having lost her job and her marriage. Now, Sabine has lived for 12 years as a fugitive, and she is now threatened with losing her last living relative, her pop, Ray. Whilst seemingly as different as they could possibly be, Rachel and Sabine are thrown together by circumstance. Sabine has lived too long on the run and needs someone to tell her story. Rachel wants this story, but is unsure whether she's willing to follow it into the past and a truth that she might never be able to verify. To the River is just this incredibly pacey and thrilling story, with overlapping points of view promising quick cuts between the action. The story pits a race to find the truth against our modern sense of fake news. Rachel's journey into Sabine's life threatens to offer up more questions than answers, and hovering over it all is the biggest question. Can she trust this woman who may have murdered her family? Thematically, this is also a big story about who gets to be heard, who gets to be believed. Sabine is not the right type of person, and so she's never had the chance to speak up. But who might know the truth, and why do they want it hidden? To the River is a tremendous page-turner of a novel. I loved it. It's the kind you'll read in a weekend and then wish that you'd taken it just a little bit slower, just so you had more to enjoy. It's a pleasure to be presenting To the River for you. It's from Vicky Wakefield. If you are intrigued, if you want to know more, definitely go and check out Vicky's other novels. After You Were Gone was one that I brought into the book club a couple of years back. You can listen to that on the podcast. And Vicky is also going to be coming up on Final Draft in the coming weeks. So make sure you're tuning in every week, Saturday mornings, or listening back online. My name's Andrew Popel. It's a great pleasure to be presenting Book Club once again. Till next week, happy reading. Bye for now.